is part of the path to your destiny. If your flesh never dies, you're never going to see a destiny. God won't let you take all this natural flesh into a glory of destiny to just mess it up and do damage as we see him being done now all across these great preachers. If God said, Mark, I'm going to send you to the state of Mark's destiny, the state, like, you know, Ohio, the state of Mark's destiny, I will have to go through a city of dying flesh. I won't be able to get to the capital, the heart of my destiny, without going through the city of dying. My flesh has to die. Our flesh has to die. The way we walk is our character, our fruit. That's what we leave behind. So when you walk out the room, did your Christianity stay behind, or did the old man that we talked about is in the closet on life support just in case we need them, go revive, bring them out real quick? Is that what's left behind? When you walk away from me, do I see a trail of God's glory, or do I see the same naturalness that I see in my own self? When you encounter me and you walk away from me, I should say, now, there go God. All behind him, all the way out the door, there go God. But what did you leave behind? That's the way we walk. The only way to discipline the flesh, or to submit the flesh, or to kill the flesh, is to work it out. How does God work it out? He let the enemy attack you in your flesh. That's how he works it out. It's the hardest thing to receive, accept, and understand. But the enemy cannot do anything to you that God does not allow him to do. In order for us, this is a year of victory for us, in order for us to get to the next level, that is something you're going to have to build the rest of your walk on. Yeah. You can't do nothing to me that God didn't allow you to do. Okay? The direction we go, the flesh influences the direction we go. If God said, okay, Mark, I need you to go to the west side of Cleveland, get on 480 West, start driving, and a thunderstorm breaks out, and it's nighttime. The worst thing to be in is nighttime and the thunderstorm breaking out. So I say, I go there next week. I'm packing in, get off, turn around, go back home. That is in the same mindset, or as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. It's the same type of mindset with the enemy. If every time God sends you off, you have a good day of prayer, or we have a good time in church, you wake up, you had a good day in prayer, good worship in the morning, you get to work, and everybody you're working with is unlovable. And as a Christian, do you pack it in and take it on home? Or do you allow the unlovableness of other people to just continue disciplining your flesh so it will die, so the Spirit of God can be seen? The Bible said that the enemy departed for a season. So away with all this teaching that once I'm with Christ and I get attacked once and I win, he's done. It's a season. All the enemy does is go back, watch you for a while, go to God and say, can I hit him this way? And can I hit him this way? And God say, yeah, go ahead. Oh, that's not easy to receive, is it? God just saying, yeah, go ahead, hit him. Hit him hard. God wants your flesh to die. It's only one way to work out the flesh, to work it out. It's only one way to get in shape naturally, to work out. It's not easy, don't feel good, but that's the only way we get results in this naturalness that we carry. So we got this great God that's telling the enemy, go ahead, work them out for me. Work them out for me. So when you see I'm always around unlovable people, your love is just being worked out. You understand? Okay. We as Christians have great intentions when we say this. I'm about to say something. I myself have said this on many occasions. I want to make sure I read this part. I've said this myself on many occasions. I counsel this. People have, my mentors have counseled me. And we all say the same thing as a Christian. The devil is just so busy. He's just so busy in my life. And when somebody comes up and they say, hey, I'm going through this and this. And you, as Christians, especially those that are intercessors, kind of fighting the spirit, you start getting mad and the enemy just attacking him, and he's just so busy in my life. And we say that, but we need to have a John 19:11 type of attitude. We need to understand he can't be busy unless God let him be busy in my life. So we need to focus less on the enemy being busy and more on God allowing him to be busy in my life. If when we get under attack and you see the enemy is all in your life, we spend so much time, enemy, we spend so much time binding and rebuking something that God has already allowed in your life. Now, I'm not knocking the spiritual fight. But what I'm saying is I'm binding and rebuking something that God wants in my life because I need that as a sign that my destiny is close and I got to get it right before I can get to my destiny. So we need to start shifting our attitudes to more of, you know, hold up, yeah, you're busy, but you're only busy because God lets you be busy. So God, let me talk to you. I'm tired of talking to the enemy. He ain't going to tell me the truth. If I go to the enemy and ask him, why are you busy in my life? He's not going to say, I'm trying to make your life better, make your destiny better. He's not going to say that. So my goal is to go to God and say, Father, why have you allowed this enemy to be so busy in my life? Y'all all right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just ask. So it could be many reasons why, and we talked about it a little bit here, that the enemy is so busy because we got to develop character and get disciplined in our flesh. But there is one thing that always happens before you reach your destiny. The enemy always shows himself, and God allows that. Why? Why do you allow God, when I'm on my way to my destiny, why do I have to get through the enemy to get to my destiny? Why can't you just clear the path? Hook me up with a Red Sea part. Just part everything in my life and just let me walk on to my destiny. What we ask those questions, God, why? And God is saying, when you see the enemy always jumping up in your life, it's because he's getting scared. And he is my sign to you that you are close to your destiny.
Amen.
He is my sign to you. I'm going to allow his stupidness. This fool, yeah, I'll make up words. That's okay. I'm under the anointing. I can do that. Glory. No. God allows the stupidness of the enemy and his craziness to sign you, you're close to your destiny. So he's jumping up in your face. He's close to your destiny. You're close to your destiny. And he allows the enemy to do this. And all we got to do is be unmovable and keep on walking. But there is one thing that we have to understand. God is a relationship God. We know that, right?
Yes.
Started from the very beginning. He gave Adam and Eve a choice to obey. One little choice. And sometimes I say, God, if they couldn't obey just one thing, why we got all these rules and stuff we got to obey? And you think we could do it, but then, you know, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Yes.
But he's a relationship God, and he has to have something standing between you and your destiny to show him your love for him. If there were no more women on this earth and it was just me and my wife, she wouldn't know for sure that she's the only woman I want to be with. Ain't no other ones here for me to choose from. But by the fact that there's a whole bunch of women, she knows that my love is for her and nobody else. God is the same way. If us to our destiny, if there was nothing to hinder or stop or to make you push hard or to make you call on him, he would just say, I really don't know if they would take that walk if it was just free and clear. I don't know. Would they take that walk to their destiny? Would they take the walk? I don't know. So I'm going to put some opposition in the way. But I love you so much. This is just a sign. He can't stop your destiny. That's the one thing that frustrates God with us Christians is we think because he allows the enemy in our way that he can stop us. He can't. But he is going to try everything he can to stop you. So it's just a sign, just a sign that we are close to our destiny. Now, if I'm steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of who? The work of the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about church work. I'm not talking about because your title means you have to work in the church. I'm not talking about ministry. I'm talking about the work of obedience, the working of your character.
Yeah.
The working of your foundation in Christ, the working in the way you live your life. I'm talking about that work. If you are always working, God said it is not in vain. So as you push forth towards your destiny, if I'm with God and I'm walking with God and the enemy knows that, God allows the enemy to just pop up all the time. Now the great thing about all this is we come back from out of town. You know how it is when you travel out of town. Say you go to Toledo or Michigan, you come back and you. So let's say Cleveland, 200 miles. So I go to sleep. Let the other person drive. Then say Cleveland, 120 miles. It was like 80 miles in between before you saw a sign, right? Then it says Cleveland, 70 miles. Cleveland, 40 miles. Signs start getting more frequent the closer you get to home. Then it's the sign for my city. Then it's the sign for my exit. And then it's like exit Granger Road, 2 miles. Exit Granger Road, 1.5 miles. Exit Granger Road, next right. Y'all not shouting, y'all not getting excited. Maybe it's not clear enough, but what I'm saying is, you notice the closer you get home, the more signs you see, the closer you get to your destiny, the more the enemy is going to pop his head up. But it's just God saying, it's just a sign to keep driving, because you're about to get off in destiny lane. That's what our mindset has to be, is I'm going to keep pushing. So matter of fact, I want to see him pop up. Because the more you pop up, the more I realize I'm closer to my destiny. The more you pop up, I don't know about y'all, but I get closer to home, my foot start going a little heavier on the gas. Especially if it's been a long road trip, you're trying to get home, you're like, I can't wait to get home, and you start knowing where you at, and you're taking shortcuts, you're trying to get home. We got to put our foot to the gas now. Because I know most people in here, and I see the devil popping up in our lives all the time. We just getting closer. We're getting closer, and we're getting closer, and we're getting closer. If you are a businessman or a businesswoman, and you know you're walking in God, and you know you're walking in integrity, and it seems like nothing is working out for you, and it's just, y'all know how it is. If it ain't one thing, it's another. If I get this right, then my other leg go bad. If I get that right, a bill come in I wasn't expecting. Or my car, my tire go back flat on my car. It's always something, but we have to start taking the attitude is that's the closer I am to my destiny. The more I see the enemy popping his head, the more I should just be turning to God like, I thank you. My destiny is right here. If you are a faithful person waiting on something, and it seems like now everything you're waiting on, everybody you encounter is telling you you're not going to get it. Or life is showing you it's not going to happen for you. You should be jumping up and down saying, I know I'm right there to my destiny. Destiny next right. So we have to be really faithful to God to understand that there is nothing the enemy can do in your life that God does not allow him. So for us, the mature ones, we have to start switching our attitude. I want y'all to go this whole week. I want y'all to talk to the devil at all. Don't talk his language. Don't talk his frustration. You know how the devil get to talking to you. And what amazes me about Christians is we'll sit up and have an hour and a half conversation with ourselves talking the devil's language. And then, you know, I don't think it's going to work out. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm sick. Money ain't right. Stuff all messed up. And then if you got people in your circle that just listen to the woe me state, you go talk to them. And see, I want people in my life, when I go to the woe me state to talk to you, you just tell me, shut up, man. Your destiny is so close. You just need to stay focused in God. That's where we got to be. So this week, I don't want you to talk to the enemy. I want you to know that God won't allow him to do anything he doesn't want him to do. Start paying attention to more of, why does the enemy always show up at this point? I get to this point in my walk. I always get to this point in my faith. I get to this point in my love, and then he shows up. And God says, I'm working you out. Let's kill the flesh, keep moving in the spirit. So the enemy's presence in your life is just a sign that your destiny is right ahead. How many want to go to their destiny? I glory be to God. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. I thank you for everyone's destiny here. Father, I declare and decree over their lives that destiny will be reached in their life. Now, Father, we are the mature ones, the strengthened ones, the strong ones. Continue to be strong in us, Lord. Allow us to set the path. We want to reach our destiny now, Lord, according to your will. If there is stuff in my flesh that I can't get to my destiny, work it out, Lord. Send the enemy. Work it out, because I trust in you. I trust you will never send him to destroy me. He's just a sign that my destiny is so close. So, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory.